Well, my platform is based on several factors, one of which, of course, is having been at the table as one of the elected members of Orangeville Council this term, including my role as chair or as a member on council-appointed committees. It is also based on being embedded in our community for over 30 years in a variety of capacities. I know what is going on, and I know what the needs are. I have seven key points to my platform, but I'd like to focus on these four in this conversation. Number one, maintain a hard line on residential tax increases while also adopting an effective plan of action to tackle inflationary concerns affecting our community. Number two, address long-lasting infrastructure projects that must be carefully and precisely implemented and completed in a timely fashion. Number three, strategically examine how best to utilize the financial windfall from the sale of the Orangeville Railway lands through public consultation to ensure Orangeville is fiscally positioned for the future. And number four, continue to advocate and support our growing senior population in Orangeville. Now, we are a large town, and with the demands, expectations are high. Orangeville residents, like any other community, are coming out of a two-year pandemic, and they deserve to see where their tax dollars are going. My extensive senior-level background in both the public and private sectors has paid huge dividends in this term, and it will continue if I'm fortunate to be reelected. I am that experienced voice that will stand up and support the needs of our community.